Hello and welcome to Presenting, a podcast where we chat about various topics related to role-playing games, typically Paizo products such as Starfinder and Pathfinder, but also others. I'm John Godek, and with me today is Allison Seib. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of been trying to schedule this for a while, and because I'm in the U.S. and you're in the U.K., it's been kind of rough to get the schedules matched up, so I'm glad we got this little window today.
Oh, time zones are a disaster. They really are.
Well, you know, it's fortunate that you're actually at GMT because it makes an easy calculation for me compared to if like you're like in Australia or something like that, then it's really hard for me to get figured out.
Yeah. Oh, we've had issues with that before when we've been writing a few things, just trying to get people scheduled in when you have people all across the globe, it's just a nightmare. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Allison is an award-winning fiction writer, freelance author, and game developer with multiple books and short story publications under their belt. Their freelance RPG writing has been published by Green Ronin and Paizo, and they have also created adventures for White Wolf's World of Darkness and an upcoming Stargate RPG by Wyvern. Recently, they have also established their own third-party publisher, Cosmic Corgi. Now, Cosmic Corgi, that is a really cool name, and I really like kind of your imagery. Can you talk a little bit actually about the type of things you publish in Cosmic Corgi?
It's a one person thing, really. I decided to focus on Starfinder compatible material for Paizo Starfinder game, which I've now written a few adventures for as well. Nice. And I just wanted to get a little imprint set up where I could dump a whole lot of my ideas. They started out with having a few optional antagonists, and then I began experimenting with different systems, the mechanics, and I'm hoping to continue putting out a few things in the next year or so. I've got a new class that we've got, and really anything that springs to mind and might be quite fun.
Cool, very good. So, Allison, you've been a very prolific writer, and now you're into game development and even podcasting. Can you talk about your journey and how you got to where you are now?
I started out writing at a very young age. I just enjoyed making up stories. I think that's probably the case with most writers. We get bitten by the storytelling bug at some point, and started putting things together and didn't ever stop doing so. A few decades on, that's where I've been led, I suppose.
Well, so what did you start writing with your short stories? I know you've done a lot of horror and science fiction. So what kind of things did you start with? And then how did you get into RPGs?
If we go back far enough, I used to do, for high school English class, we'd do fiction writing exercises and all those. I really enjoyed them. I might have kept every single piece that I've ever made. really embarrassing ones. We'll pretend not to remember them. Hmm. Went on to university, and I actually did film analysis at university, which branched out into media, creative writing, film and storytelling, that kind of thing. That kind of became a window into looking at narratives and tales told by peoples all across the world. Some real opportunity to look at how storytelling differs from culture to culture, and the many ways in which it kind of brings us together. And from there, I just stuck with it all the way through. If you find something that you love more than anything else in the world, you tend to just stay with it. And it was only really after I finished university that I decided to take it seriously. I found a local writers hub, and we've joined up there. It's just like a little local group of people. We bounce ideas off of each other and occasionally do presentations and so on. And that really gave me the confidence to bring things to the next level. And if anyone else out there is looking to take their writing to the next step, I would definitely recommend looking for a local writers group to try that with.
So you've published a bunch of short stories over the last, you know, 3 or so years. Was that kind of an outgrowth from the writers group?
Yeah, a lot of them were. That was a good inspirational place to get ideas coming and going from. I kind of came out of it with a whole basically portfolio of short stories which I was able to ship around and find homes for most of them, which was lovely. Getting a little response back from a magazine or an anthology saying, yeah, we'd love to publish this. You're just like, what, really? did you read it?
Do they actually pay you for those too?
Sometimes, yeah. bigger publications pay quite nicely, but never discount putting pieces out for smaller publishers, indie publishers. Mm-hmm. A lot of them can't pay significantly well, but never overlook that because you're contributing to just the literary art and just helping everyone else with your creations. It's just a fun and enjoyable thing to do. You mentioned about roleplay games. I have been playing those for coming up to about 30 years now. Oh my god.
You're almost as old as me.
I'm sorry. I have been doing roleplay games for far too long, I suppose. My parents always said that this is something that I would lose interest in and grow out of. And no, that never happened.
So how did you... Well, first of all, I want to talk about... you've also published a novel, right? So you did these short stories and sometime in there you came up with a novel as well?
I've done a couple of novels, if I'm honest. Which one are you thinking of?
The zombie one's what really caught my eye. Yeah.
Oh yes. I at some point managed to put together a short novella. It's about 200 pages, so it's technically a novella. Just a young coming of age, LGBT, comedy, horror, zombie, romance story.
Anything else you can stick in there too? It's young adult, right?
Oh yeah. I figured you want to have an LGBT young adult story. And you want something to kind of to embrace that feeling of growing up being different from many of your peer groups. So why not get a story out there that's all about growing up with a thirst for the flesh of the living.
Yeah, so where does your inspiration come for these sorts of things? I can understand the LGBT kind of part, but to do the horror part and actually to blend it all together, that's actually quite creative.
Oh, I have no idea where this all comes from. No one ever knows. Ideas just kind of merge and mesh together. Yeah. If you have an idea, note it down. Then if you're looking at the... at the page, see what disparate ideas you can kind of glue together. Sometimes it'll stick, sometimes not. If it doesn't, then you can just drop it. But if it does, sometimes just roll with it. It's all about coming up with something fun at the end of the day. If you enjoy writing it, then people enjoy reading it.
So how did all this initial writing translate over to RPG writing? I mean, you're playing RPGs and you're doing some writing. Did you think you would be an RPG freelancer as well?
I kind of always wanted to. It's like when I was growing up in the RPG fandom, fiction is what was at the time a really, really big part of that. You would be able to you were surrounded by the Dragonlance novels or Ravenloft, I'm losing my words, I apologize. Novels of the other fiction. If you picked up like a rule book or something, you'd often get like a chapter or two of short fiction, and I always quite liked those because you could just read through them, and it would evoke the atmosphere of the piece you were reading.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people want to do that. How did you manage to do that for these companies and have them actually pay you for it?
I don't know. I fell into it, if I'm honest. The gaming role-play game hobby is so diverse and wide and open that if you're a writer and you're happy for people to read your stuff, then eventually you're going to be networking, and you're going to be getting to know people. You'll be meeting them at conventions. You'll be playing mm-hmm. games with them online, anything like that. And you just kind of you eventually will just hopefully you'll eventually fall into it. For myself, I think the first ever opportunity was simply noticing a Facebook group by a Facebook post by a friend who was looking for writers who could contribute a piece of fiction. I said, well, I'm not too sure. I've never written for the roleplay gaming industry before, but if you're happy for me to submit something, I'm content to do so. Said sure, and that was that kind of wound up being my first published piece in the game industry, and following that I've had a few others. I seem to be getting quite a few requests for them from companies on almost semi irregular basis. So
good. Yeah. That's a good thing, right?
It's nice. It is nice. It's to wake up one day and just click in your emails and say, "Oh, someone wants me to write for this game line which I used to read regularly as a teenager. What have I done to kind of make people think that I deserve this?"
Well, you must have done something well for somebody, and positive word of mouth got around.
I suppose it must have, yeah.
Yeah. So you've written quite a bit of horror and some science fiction. Mm. How do you find these genres kind of interacting with each other?
Yeah, when you have a set genre that you enjoy writing in, it's very easy to bleed into other genres as well. Mm-hmm. Sci-fi and horror tend to have the unknown as very large key concept kind of trope in the middle of them, and it's how you approach the unknown that that defines whether you're writing in the milieu of horror or of science fiction. It's also why you often get science fiction and horror crossing over so much. Mm-hmm. So if you're writing a piece where you are approaching the unknown from a place of fear, of trepidation, then you've got horror. If you're approaching it from a position of optimism, of positivity, you're likely to get a piece which is more science fiction. And you can kind of throw those together and create nice things. If you're writing with horror and comedy, then you have, comedy is all about the old story that it's all about timing. So is horror. It's about leading the audience with how you pace your story. It's about building the tension, working towards the climax. I suppose you could also apply that to erotica as well, I suppose. a lot of genres all have very similar themes, tropes, and styles, and how you want to play with them can create the genres that you have.
And how do you see these, you know, writing in one, does it aid the writing in the other for you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%.
So if other people are interested in getting into writing and possibly publishing, now you've had a very kind of interesting path to that getting there. What advice do you have for other people that maybe can't follow your precise path?
My advice will always be to keep writing. Mm-hmm. No matter what, that's how you create things. If you're not creating it, then it's thoughts just bubbling in your mind, just sitting down and getting it out onto the page. At the end of the day, you might have several pages on a Word document, but that's fine. You're still honing your art. The biggest piece of advice I would give to any writer at any point, whether they're just starting out or whether they're an experienced writer with years and years of experience, I would say keep reading. I have met so many, especially fledgling writers, who don't read. Who say, I like writing, but I don't get the time to read. Or I've not read a book in I don't know how long. And you're just like, you have to read if you want to write. Musicians listen to music. Film producers watch films. Writers have to read. You are working with a medium, with an art form. The more you read, the more you arm yourself with the skills you're essentially filling your palette with the paint of ideas. And that sounds such a pretentious metaphor. Oh my God, I apologize. But read outside of the genres that you're comfortable in. Read different genres, read things that you normally wouldn't. I know people who work in the gaming industry who only read gaming material. Don't do that. Read everything else. Mm-hmm. There's so many things out there. Just pick up a book that you haven't read anything like that before. I'm always reading. I'm terrible. I'm in the middle of four books at the moment. That's a nightmare.
Well, how do you keep it all straight then, from storyline to storyline? Do you ever get them mixed up?
Oh yes, all the time.
Okay,
it can make the books a lot more exciting sometimes, and sometimes not. and sometimes it can be like wading through Samuel Delaney's Dahlgren, which is a thoroughly wonderful book, and I highly, highly recommend. But it is such a dense and complicated read. It is lovely. I've gone off on a tangent. I apologize. Please read me back.
No, that's fine. You know, actually, with reading, One of the issues I have when I get a book is I get so immersed in one particular book is that I can't stop reading it. I'll stay up all day. I'll read it all day and all night just to get to the end.
Do that. And, definitely do that.
Oh, no, but it's like it interrupts the rest of my life. So, you know.
But that's the power of it, though. That's where the yes. fun of it is.
Well, I was actually thinking maybe if I read multiple books at one time, it'll help curb that a little bit, you know. Oh, yeah. So what's next for Allison? What kind of cool things are you working on? I know we're both working on the same thing, which we won't talk about.
Oh, yes. But what other things? On that. Yes.
Yes. Which is going to be really cool. I was really excited about that.
Oh, it really will. And we might be working on the same thing together. I might also be working on something else for the same publisher in the same game line. And I might be working on something else in relation to World of Darkness. But once more, with the industry saying keep things until they are announced. So
yes.
We will have quite a few more things being announced in the next few months. Until then, just know that there is quite a few things going on at the moment. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I actually got an offer for a third thing on Friday, and it's like, okay, I think I can manage this. It's a short timeline, but I'll do it. And so it's like I'm trying to juggle. How do you juggle multiple projects, by the way? That's something I'm just now having an issue with. So
that's where it gets difficult. Yes. I just recently said yes to my fifth thing, and I should not.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
I find that there are a lot of systems that that are particularly good for keeping track of multiple mm-hmm. projects that if you're running them all in the same time. I know a lot of writers who use the website Trello, which do use as well and would recommend.
Check that out.
Oh yes, absolutely. I will always say no if you're at your limits and don't take on too much more than you can manage. Mm-hmm. That's pretty important. I could not take something else on at this point in time. Mm-hmm. Ask me again in a few weeks.
Yes. No, I'm kind of the same way actually. Are there any things you're working on that you can actually talk about?
Yes, I've got a new novel on the way.
Oh, cool. What is this?
It's like, no, and I say, don't take on too many more things. I cannot do anything else. Oh, yeah, I've got a new novel coming out.
Yeah, but that's your own deadline, though, right? I mean,
yes. Okay. I've been working with the publisher of the last year or so, getting the manuscripts and everything sorted out. This new novel, it's going to be a lovely, lovely novel. It is a comedic fantasy story. It is based around the idea of how people interact and how friendships are formed when they get together online playing a fantasy MMORPG.
Okay.
It does not follow characters who are caught and stuck in like some kind of like malicious right. Fantasy like web. Instead, it looks at the human connections that we make and how friendships are formed with technology as the tool that enables us to do so. And it's also, I have to be honest, it's really quite funny.
Well, I having experienced that, I was the leader of a very large MMORPG guild for a number of years. And we had players from all over the world knew online. And we got to be very close. And then an unusual thing happened with me in that I would go on conventions and things for work. And I probably met about a dozen of these people mm-hmm. in real life. And, you know, some of them from, you know, I'm like in the US, some from the Netherlands, you know, from, you know, different parts of the world, happened to be in a certain place where I was going to be at the same time, and we meet up. And it was quite an interesting experience when you meet somebody in real life that you've only known for years online.
It really is. Yes. I think you'll quite enjoy this with Ben.
Yes. I look forward to it. Yeah. That'll be great.
I'll keep you up to speed with it. And everyone who's listening, keep an eye on my Twitter page, and you'll be able to see what's going on with that as well.
Excellent. And that'll be available on Amazon like your other stuff, I presume?
It should be, yes.
Okay. That's an easy way for me to find it, because I can just go and look you up. And there's everything you ever published. So
hopefully.
Yes. Well, Allison, this has been quite a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Once more, thank you very much for inviting me. I thoroughly enjoyed it.